we just spent like 20 minutes watching like boring trans guy videos. But oh my God. Won't. I'll spare you the details. You can find it for yourself. Just type FTM update into YouTube.
See, I had never seen these videos before, because Brayden introduced me to the FTM update, which is like, no matter, it's the most boring thing ever.
Like, it's kind of like the trans equivalent of an unboxing video, which is sort of a hilarious, like, pun on vaginas.
But it totally is like this.
Yeah, this is my six, hey guys, this is Brayden, this is my 6 month unboxing video. I've been on testosterone for like 400 hours, starting to feel like 6 inches taller.
They all were like that, too. Like, they were all...
I'm expecting that I might, you know, go through puberty. I'm not sure. I have never Googled this, so...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, that one guy...
Some guy was like, just so you know, once you start taking hormones, you have to take them through the rest of your life, or you detransition. And I was like, no, honey. No. Detransition is, like, I don't even like that phrase, but if I'm gonna use it, it usually means, like, a trans guy... who has come to a realization that the trans guy thing is not working out and has consciously made a decision to step away from that part of their identity.
Yeah.
And that does not mean that you all of a sudden be like sprout boobies again and you're a lady. Like, if I stop taking hormones, I don't all of a sudden like want to go, like, I was going to make some tired lady stereotype. The truth is that I love shopping and I have nothing to say about that. But the bigger point is that this guy had his facts wrong. You don't fucking detransition. Like, yeah, some of your secondary sex characteristics might change with the introduction of, like, a higher ratio of estrogen. But you're not going to, like, go be a lady.
It was so bad.
My lady story. My lady story. My lady story. It's one of annihilation. My lady's story is one of breast amputation. My lady's story. My lady's story.